Demaryius Thomas had stage 2 CTE at time of death, study reveals. By Dylan Gwynn on July 6, 2022. Former Broncos receiver Demaryius Thomas had stage 2 chronic traumatic encephalopathy, CTE, when he was found dead at his home in Georgia on December 9. Thomas, 33, was diagnosed with stage 2 CTE posthumously by doctors at Boston University's CTE Center. Symptoms of stage 2 CTE include paranoia and depression. Once I became aware of CTE and began to familiarize myself with the symptoms, I noticed that Demaryius was isolating himself and I saw other changes in him, Thomas' mother, Katina Smith, said in a statement. He was just so young, and it was horrible to see him struggle. His father and I hope all families learn the risks of playing football. We don't want other parents to have to lose their children like we did. CTE has not been medically proven to cause death. Instead, the condition is associated with depression and other emotional and cognitive issues. Denver Broncos wide receiver Demaryius Thomas, Wesley Hitt/Getty Images. No cause of death has been officially released in Thomas' case. The former Bronco receiver had been retired from the NFL for less than 6 months before his death. Neuropathologist Dr. Ann McKee, who was part of the Boston University research team, said Thomas most likely died after having a seizure, a condition not generally associated with CTE, MLive reports.